Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's the Minnesota goodbye with sans Dave, but with an addition of both Jenny and Tina today.
Hello.
Did you say sans or sans?
I think it's sans.
Sans.
There's sans.
No. Sans.
Sans.
You could say sans if you're like being funny,
French.
like jokey, but it's sans.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Mm-hmm. Who could I get on the phone that would prove to you?
I don't know.
Who's someone smart that you trust?
No one.
So you don't think anyone would know?
Can I do the Google thing where it shut up?
Yes,
I'm Google.
Like, can. Yes. So do that, and I'm going to read you guys an email we got. This is the only one we got, so please email us, ryanshow@kdwb.com. Actually, it's not the only one we got. We got one from Cookie, too, where she sent a link, and I don't have it in front of me, and I was going to send it to Dave. It's snowing. Seriously. Get out of here. And she sent a link to a video of this guy, and that he's talking to a doctor, and it's about narcissism, but it's not about that in general. She highlights a section of the video where he talks about getting negative feedback on social media and asks what our thoughts are on it. And I listened to it because it was only a minute long. And I've said something similar before this is so weird because I had heard it from Lucy Hale.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The girl from Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah,
years
yeah.
ago, I interviewed her and she said it. And so it's the same context of he said he doesn't get upset when it's hard to not get upset when someone puts something mean, like a negative comment or whatever. Cause he's like, his aren't like, your voice sucks. His were like, you should go kill yourself.
Oh,
and so they're so extreme. But he said, I just don't care because these are people like I don't know and they don't know anything about me. So they don't get to have like any. Like way over my mental health. But he said, but that has to be carried over if you're going to have that outlook onto the positive ones too. These people don't know me. They that positivity doesn't get to affect me, or like this fake praise doesn't get to affect me either. And that's the context that Lucy Hale had said to me, because I'd asked her about negative comments. She was like, yeah, you can't like look at all those, but she's like, you also can't fall too much into the ones that are overly positive either.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like having like a yes man around you kind of thing. Like if you have that around you, then you become oblivious to like reality.
Yeah.
So I see the point. I think you can take the positive ones to build yourself up, like to feel like to build some confidence, mm-hmm. like, okay, what I'm doing is working or what I'm doing is good. But also you can't ever become too into yourself where you're like, I can do no wrong.
Yeah, I totally get that. I don't know. I don't know if I fully agree, though, that you shouldn't like lean into the positivity, because I think that that's just like, I don't know. A lot of people, we do our jobs because we want people to be entertained and to like us.
Yep.
So I think that if you're getting that feedback, then that's what, like the feedback that like, you kind of need to keep that passion in your job.
Yeah.
So I do think that I don't think like to the extreme of what Lucy Hale is. I get like not getting a big head and being mm-hmm. like cocky just because you have a bunch of positivity. But I do think that you should truly appreciate those positive comments. I don't know. I started screenshotting this year the positive DMs I've gotten from people just to outweigh the negative ones I get, which I don't
That's
get
such a
ton.
Good idea.
But I do. And I truly genuinely think that those people DMing me are being genuine. And like, I think that all of us on the show, we are who we are on the show. That's mm-hmm. who we are in real life. They're not seeing us play a character on a TV show
right.
that they love.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that when they like us, they genuinely like who we are as people. And if they don't like us, that might be that because
that's
they don't
why
relate
it hurts
to
extra
who we
bad
are.
Though.
I know it is
when they
it's
don't
true,
like you.
But,
it's why it hurts extra bad because you're like, but then you see all these posts all the time that are so true. It's like you like not everyone's gonna like you, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they also don't know all of you. Like, not that any of us are fake on this show whatsoever, but like, you don't show every single
no.
part of who you are on
no.
the show. So when somebody doesn't, that's what I think is like, you should lean into the positive and like, don't let it get to you and stuff. But just like, always remember that it's one tiny piece of whatever they're seeing. It's like, sure, they comment on a picture and tell you you look pretty, but you know that you took 27 pictures to get that picture, and you knew the angle that you were holding it at, and you know what filter you put on it. So it's like, yeah, you look really pretty, but it's not just like, yeah, I'm beautiful.
Did you stop using filters, Fallon?
For the most part, I'll be 100% honest. Sometimes when I do like endorsement ones, I do, because I know they're going to reshare it on their pages. When it's just me talking, I never use filters on myself anymore. But like, if I did like, I don't even know if I did this, I haven't done this recently, but like if I, for instance, if I did a Mall of America endorsement where I was doing a story and had to tag them, knowing that Mall of America is going to repost it, I want to look a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, but I don't use them on like anything else. And like, I don't use any filters on my pictures. I use Lightroom to make the picture brighter. That's all I use. I don't use filters.
I have like tried to tone down on the filters too, but I think like with Insta stories, I do use them a lot, only because what I am self-conscious about is my skin.
Yeah.
And I don't wear makeup besides when I'm going out for like dinner with my boyfriend maybe, or like hanging out with some friends. I never wear makeup anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I feel like I use filters a lot on my stories. It's just because it clears up my skin. But then also some of them are so extreme that it makes you look like you don't have any kind of texture in your face whatsoever. And it's like, what is this?
I'm very, I told you guys this, but I'm like very stressed out. And I did it to myself. But we haven't had photos taken here at the rate. You guys, you did, but they weren't professional. They were like, Tina took them and
Jenny
took
them. I am very professional.
No, you were. And they legitimately look good. They look really good. But they weren't by a photographer. Like, Jenny needed headshots for the website. And so Tina took photos. And then Tina needs some, so Jenny took them of her.
That's correct.
But we haven't had professional ones taken since 2017. Well, obviously, at some point, we're going to need new photos because our morning show has changed. We have, like, Tina plays a more prominent role now. So does Jenny, honestly. And obviously, Steve isn't here anymore. So we have to get new ones at some point. I don't know when that's going to happen. But I need to get like personal headshots. And the reason why is because we do stuff with like our sales team where they'll use like an image of us for an endorsement kind of thing. And I've had the same one forever. And not that I don't look like that anymore, but I don't like completely look like that anymore. And also, we just need to update them. So I found this girl to do pictures. I'm dreading it so much because I always feel more comfortable talking about this with you guys. I am past the point of my life of like hating myself for my weight and stuff. I'm just past that point. Mm-hmm. I'm much more comfortable in my skin, but I'll never in my whole life be truly confident. And I still am like, so like when I've talked about this before, when I had Olive, I gained, I don't know, like 30, 40 something pounds. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. It was like, and when I got pregnant, I was on my heavier side for myself anyway. So I was like, God dang it. Now it's going to be. So since I had Olive, yeah, I lost like 20 pounds because that was like the first like 10 or like so are easy to lose because it's so much water weight you lose. And then you like have to like put in a little effort. And I took my time because I was like, I'm not going to be the person that's on Instagram after having a baby that's going to look like I did before. I'm also not going to be like, I have to be back to perfect intense, because that's not what was important to me. What was important to me was like, not that my health isn't important, but that wasn't what was important to me at the time. Now I've had time and I like actually regularly work out, which has never been the case. But anyway, I'm just dreading it because I'm like, my face is one of the first places I gain weight. I have like a round face. And so I'm like, God, I'm dreading it so much getting these pictures. And I'm only getting like two pictures. So I just really hope they turn out okay.
I think they're going to be great.
I think that they'll be fine too.
That's where I'm okay with her using a filter.
Please filter me.
Please suction my cheeks in a little bit.
You know your angles. And
I don't though.
But you do.
I do want a selfie. Everyone knows
just
their angle on
the
selfie.
Camera like a selfie. Mm-mm. Chin down.
No, I'm the same way, Fallon. I have no idea. If I'm looking at myself and can see it in a selfie version, I know exactly how to look. But no, if someone's...
That's
why Tina
has posing.
Also, no, I am not. That's their job as a photographer is to like get you into those spots. So she'll tell you,
obviously,
how to pose your body where it looks the best.
I always go into these photographers and I'm like, please don't be so close to my face. Because I swear, it's like, obviously, the closer you are, the bigger my face gets. Can you back up a little bit? Give me some headroom.
This is why I'm going to go with you. So if she gets too close to you, I'm going to be like, back up.
Oh, that'll go over well. I'm sure
a
photographer will love that. I think it's her studios in the Northeast area.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not far out. I'd never even heard of her before. I asked a Carly Zucker. I was like, hey, do you have a recommendation for someone? She's like, she sent me this girl. I was like, oh, her pictures are beautiful.
They're very editorial.
Yeah, I don't need that in my life. I'm not going to be in any editorial pieces.
No, they look really pretty.
Do you want me and Tina just do them for you?
But people, no. Actually, like, I was going to because
I
trust Tina.
Them.
But she doesn't want to take them.
I'm not that.
But people
great.
Do have to get headshots for like their LinkedIn. Like even like my buddy Harry's like, I actually need to update mine. He said he hasn't had them in so long, but he needs them for like his LinkedIn profile.
Bring back glamour shots. People need a place to go.
I don't believe in that.
There's
personally.
An in between. I think there's an in between.
Yeah, but the glamour shots are pretty extreme.
Version of glamour shots. Think about it, you guys. This could be a great business idea because what do youths like to do? They like to take photos. If we created a space with like amazing lighting and mm-hmm. provided photographers, think about the money we could make.
You should do it. Side gig.
No, we should do it.
I don't want to. It sounds like a lot of work.
Think about it. We can have one for children, one for youths. One for families. So
where are we doing
money.
This? Out of like Fallon's basement or what
we're
are we thinking?
Need a space. We're going to need a
I
space.
I do have good lighting in yeah. my basement, guys.
You do. That's why I'm saying you have like a good natural window lighting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's like a strip mall that's got some opening somewhere.
Okay. Now there you go. You're going down a path. You're going down a path.
I think it's a really great idea.
I don't know. We'll see.
I was going to say.
We got another email. This one was kind of to like Dave also, but he isn't here. So this says, you can say my name. This is from Kelly. I'm writing to give you a little life update. You guys weren't here for this, so she kind of recaps what happened. But she said, I wrote in a few months back basically venting about how I'm 28 and still single despite my best efforts with numerous dating apps and such. I also mentioned how difficult it is trying to find a partner in the midst of a pandemic. Dave gave me the advice of going for a dumpier looking guy as my standards may have been a little high. I got a good chuckle out of that. Fast forward to today, I am in a new relationship with a friend I've actually known for a few years. He asked me out on a date in early February, and I honestly wanted to say no. But I figured, why not give it a shot? He's never before crossed my mind as someone I would ever consider dating. In the past, I definitely had a very specific type of guy I typically went for, and my new boyfriend couldn't be farther from that in every way. I wouldn't say I took your advice, Dave, and went for a dumpier looking guy because I wouldn't say he's unattractive. He's just not someone I would have ever even considered going for. Well, I'm glad I did because the more I got to know his personality in a one-on-one setting, we'd always hung out in group settings in the past, the more attracted I grew to him. So I just like to give advice to any single person out there feeling like they aren't having much luck in the dating scene. I'd like you to consider going out of your comfort zone and getting to know someone you might not typically go for or give a chance to. For example, if you're into taller, more muscular guys who are more into hunting and sports, who I used to go for, maybe try going for more of an average-looking guy who's into playing the drums and hiking in nature, a.k.a. my current boyfriend. Just some food for thought. Love you guys, Kelly.
Oh, congratulations, Kelly.
Yeah.
I'm all about getting out of your comfort zone. That's
for
sure.
Why are you looking at me?
Tina.
Because you won't get out of your comfort zone.
First of all, I haven't even tried. She said she was trying and wasn't finding anyone.
That's true.
I don't try.
I don't care if you date, but I do think you're just going to end up dating one of the guys in your friend group at some point.
No.
You say
they're
no.
All in like relationships.
One of them will get single. I think you'll end up dating one of them.
If I wanted to date one of them, I would have already dated one of them.
Wow.
They've been my friends for like 10 years.
I have so many friends, though, from high school who like dated someone else in high school, then went to college, dated college people, and then like went back to someone from their high school eventually because it just was like, they didn't know it in the moment. And then later in life, they realized there was a connection.
Okay. Well,
I'm not saying that. I know your friends very well, your guy friends. Yeah. So
Tina's just not actively looking, really.
I mean,
it bothers people for some reason.
Looking, but I'm never like pursuing. You know what I mean?
I don't know what that means.
It's not that I'm like closed off to one. I'm just like not forcing it.
It feels like you're closed off.
And or trying at all. But if I met someone that I liked, I wouldn't be like, no, I'm not dating.
Right.
I just don't date because
But there's nowhere for you to meet anyone. So that's like not existent.
I'm going
right
to Disney
now.
World soon. So
you would find someone freaking Disney World
while you're
that
on
lives
a trip
in a different
with your dad.
State. You
that's
would.
That's always been my dream.
To marry Mickey Mouse?
No. Ew, gross. Just like
I thought,
someone.
Hold on a second. I thought you said bury Mickey Mouse at first. And
like
I was
kill
like,
him
what
and
the
put him in the ground?
I literally thought that's
Mary.
What you just said. I did not hear Mary.
Shoot,
and then I was like, she didn't
Mickey,
say bury.
I'm
what
sorry.
Did she say?
Too soon.
You want to marry Mickey Mouse? He doesn't even speak.
Fallon said I want it. I don't want to.
He's got big hands, though.
I know.
He would make you feel so little and loved.
You guys, this is really creepy. Also, Mickey Mouse is a tiny little person. Like, I'm like a foot taller than Mickey Mouse.
No, you're not. Mickey Mouse at Magic Kingdom is much taller than you.
No, Jenny. When was the last time you were in
Disney
World?
Think of what he can do with that Disney Channel little thing, the wand that they use.
He never did that. That was for Lizzie McGuire.
But he can get one.
Is Mickey Mouse short?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 5 foot, maybe.
I haven't been to Disney World in a long time.
His ears go tall enough where he's taller than me.
I'm sorry, you don't measure someone off their ears. You measure someone off the top of their head.
That is the top of their head.
Absolutely.
That is the top
of their head. If you're a mouse, you get to be measured off the top of your ears. Don't discount the mouse's height just because of their ears.
Why won't you have sex with Mickey Mouse?
I need you to stop.
He'll use magical protection.
Yeah. He doesn't have magic powers.
What do you think a mouse and a human baby would look like anyways?
We don't want to talk about it.
I don't know about that. I think that they'd have really big ears and a little bit fuzzy. That's the problem, though. They'd have so much body hair but be a human.
Yeah.
So that would be unfortunate for that
child. Mice aren't overly furry. They're just like regular hair.
Yeah, but it'd be more than like a human and human procreating.
What is happening on this podcast?
We have unlimited access to Disney if you had a baby with Mickey Mouse.
I don't want that much access.
Why not?
I don't.
Why not?
It
feels like you'd do anything for Disney. You just wouldn't do Mickey Mouse.
I'm not even going to dignify with an answer.
What are you afraid that Disney's going to hear this and ban you?
Yeah, honestly, I don't want to get blacklisted for Disney.
Look at her. She's afraid of Minnie. That's what's up.
I'm afraid of a lot of things.
Minnie
will
put that
blacklisted. Minnie's
going to put that heel up your ass.
She might. She might take you out. She probably could take you out, though. Tina, I love you, but you're not a fighter. You're a very frail human.
What are you talking about?
Minnie Mouse would beat the shit out of you.
Frail.
Frail isn't the word. I would use maybe.
Maybe not frail. You're just you're not as timber as myself.
Timber?
Timber? That's a terrible word too.
Maybe timber's not the word. Bulky. You're not as bulky
not
as myself.
Bulky
I'm bulky. Are you kidding?
Where?
Everywhere. You see this bulk right here?
She just lifted and shook her tit. Hey.
About buying Jenny an activewear set for her birthday because she really likes to work out and she said she likes cute activewear sets. So I was thinking, I was like, I'd probably get her like a medium in the pants. Like that's pretty much what I wear. And then I was thinking about the top and I was like, I think I might have to get like an XL.
I don't even know what you we could find because your waist is so small and your tights are so big.
Dude, I don't know. I find an activewear that fits my body it's an extreme sport for me, honestly. it's very strange. And it goes in between. Like sometimes I wear a small and a top. Sometimes I do need an extra large.
Yeah,
it's so weird.
I have a medium in this set and my matatas are like coming out of it. It's like tight. So
that's the problem too. Every brand is
completely different. Yeah.
Every brand.
So I'm like, I think Jenny would need an XL to fit in there.
That's fine. So when are you going to marry Mickey Mouse?
Are we done with this thing?
Will you just like, what if he was just like a one night stand?
Yeah.
No.
And then you get full access to Disney though.
Listen,
one night stand, full access.
Would you have sex with Mickey one time for full access to Disney for the rest of your life?
Can I have sex with like Aladdin?
No, it has to be one of the animals.
Jeez, Jenny! At least Mickey is more manlike than like Simba.
Duck? You guys, Goofy, if we're talking about height, Goofy's like 6 foot.
Goofy could roadhouse the shit out of you.
Okay, I literally can't do this.
All right, thanks for listening to the Minnesota Goodbye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.